insightful analysis, bold comments, friendly debates. Find all that on Roundtable, an in-depth discussion on hot topics in China, only on EZFM.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Roundtable, coming to you from EZFM every day from 1 to 2 p.m. I'm He Yang, joined by Luo Yu and Ryan Price here in the studio. Good as always to have you with us. We have some fascinating topics for discussion today and every day. On today's program, a high school student has claimed that three male classmates drugged her because she is gay. What does it say about our perception on homosexuality and also school violence? And around this time every year, when more than 700,000 migratory birds arrive at Poyang Lake, Poyanghu, local farmers have a tough time sharing the habitat with these feathered guests. Can humans and wildlife coexist peacefully? We always want to hear from you and have you join our live discussion. Come and find us on WeChat. Just search for EZFM Roundtable or leave us your thoughts on Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. If you're a podcast listener, we're Roundtable. 圆桌会议 there. And please allow me to remind you, another reason to add us on WeChat now is that you can use the platform to send us bullet comments during the live show. Not only can you interact with us, but also with other listeners. All you need to do is click on the icon called 弹幕view at the bottom right corner of our WeChat home interface. Come and play with us. Pew, 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 pew. But first, a high school student has claimed that her classmates drugged her because she is gay. She reported the incident to her class teacher and later her parents. After learning the news, the three male culprits threatened to poison the victim if she reported it to the police. The story first broke out on Jianwang Sanba, that is a gaming internet forum on Baidu. Then it quickly spread all over the internet and became one of the most searched internet news stories this week. It offers us a rare look at a darker side of campus life. Guys, particularly Luo Yu, I think, can you please try to explain to us what went on here, this a bit dark and convoluted story?
Well, the story, as you mentioned, is a little bit convoluted, but let's try to unveil the story one step after another. So police in Huangshan City, which is located in East China's Anhui Province, confirmed via a statement on their official Sina Weibo account that three boys did drug a girl and then they would be punished by their school, adding that considering both parties are minors, no further information will be given to the public. So one thing, a little bit information asymmetry is given here. I don't think these boys, you know, we have different views towards the age of this these three schoolboys. Some, according to some of the reports, they're, you know, saying that they have all reached a certain age, which is over 18 years old, whereas some other reports say that one has reached the age of 18, but the other two didn't. And when we talk about the sexuality, the victim, who is a girl, is open about her sexual orientation and publicly identifies herself as a lesbian on her Weibo account. And also, the victim posted on her Sina Weibo account that the male classmates slipped a drug into her drink, but luckily nothing had happened. And she wrote that the suspects, had the drugs used, may have been bogus. Right.
Okay, so basically it's really fortunate that nothing drastic did end up as a consequence out of this. But because she's lucky, the event itself is pretty shocking for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And like following up on this story, not just that, but these boys also further threaten this girl, right, saying that if she told anyone, they would put arsenic, which will kill you, in your drink. And being that age and being threatened like that, that's pretty serious.
And also, where can these guys get the drug is kind of an issue, too.
I think it's used for pest control, so like you could get it in maybe like some kind of rat-killing trap or something like that. I don't think it's too hard to get arsenic.
Yeah, I guess for people who are determined to do something bad, it's not it's kind of hard to prevent them from getting their hands onto the thing. But there's so much things going on in this story that got me really worked up right before the show, but I'll try to calm down. And guys, I think, Luyu, you did a good job in laying out the groundwork, but also I think one thing very special about this story is that it is the victim herself breaking the story out on the internet, but I doubt that she intended to let everybody know, and maybe she was sort of treating it, the internet, as her outlet, because like you guys said, the three male culprits, her classmates, threaten her that if you report this further, something bad could happen to you. And then quite interestingly, she went to that gaming internet forum, which, I mean, she's like a member of it, and spread out the news, and then it just traveled like fire. And then she also published this news on her Weibo account. And there's a small caveat there that she's not openly gay in her classroom to people, her acquaintance that she know, but she's comfortable to say that on her Weibo account. So, and this is one of those news stories that originated on the internet, and we don't have a second source to check out whether all the details are correct, but it is all out there on the internet, and I think that's an interesting phenomenon of today. So, I think we've cleared the facts, and I'd like to ask you guys about some of the deeper reasons, like how could this have happened in the first place, like how things could happen in this way?
Well, I think for one thing, I want to try to analyze the root cause of this. For one thing, I think it's because of people's different mentality. And I think the logic behind this story is totally rubbish and nonsense. Because the logic is quite simple, actually. You know, if you are gay or if you hold different lifestyles than other people, you are considered to be poisonous or toxic. And then we want to change you or change your lifestyle even by drugging you. And I think these definitely is a very dangerous sign in our society. And I think everyone, every individual needs to be respected by some other people, no matter what.
For me, I would have to say it's education. I think if kids were taught that people are different and sometimes people find other people attractive or same-sex people attractive, you know, I break it down to ice cream, okay? So like I was taught, you know, and how I feel is, you never choose whether you like chocolate or vanilla ice cream. One day you try one and you're like, wow, I really like chocolate ice cream. Every time someone offers me ice cream, I'm going to choose chocolate ice cream because that just, you were born that way. And vice versa, it's the same, I think, for your sexuality. And I think if people understood that, they would maybe hate less. You know what I mean? I think it's very important to understand that.
I totally know what you mean, and I love vanilla. I've never loved chocolate, and it's...
Oh, chocolate's the best.
See, I see it differently, and that
and I respect that.
Same here. There. So I think if we can adopt a more of an open, understanding kind of attitude, a lot of the things that we see in the news today will just simply not happen. And I think you bring up a really good point, Ryan, that I don't really think that in the classroom, the teacher nor the classmates, the students themselves, know how to handle a situation like this when someone is different. And that person is obviously a minority. And I used to think that maybe there's original sin in humans, or there is a sense of malice or brutality from the hearts of teenagers, particularly. Maybe they're not as good at masking it in some way. And then this classroom, the campus, is like a microcosm of society. And then there's a hierarchy.
Yeah.
And people fill in those little different levels and different spots. And sometimes that's when bully happens. And sometimes that is the kind of situation when it's very easy to become a bystander, but actually you are a accomplice if you're not doing anything or just adding on like one nasty thing what the ringleader has said. And in this situation, we don't know exactly what went on, But this girl, because of her sexuality, her sexual orientation, it's pretty obvious that she has been seen in a very different way than everybody else in the pack. And also, we see something so drastic and shocking happen to her, mostly because of that. And that's why I think it's really important for us to have a discussion today about, like, this is not something that is that unusual. This time it's someone who's a homosexual, has a different sexual orientation, but next day it could easily be someone who's got a different skin color or a different political belief, or there could always be ways to differentiate people. And if you're in the minority, are you just in that disadvantaged position of being ostracized and penalized and bullied? That can't be the case. We can't just sit on our butts and say, that's okay, right? Okay, I've said too much. So in that kind of situation in the classroom, what do you think needs to be done?
I mean, definitely, first of all, the school needs to be able to handle this kind of situation. Students shouldn't show up to a place where they're getting educated, feeling afraid and unsafe. I mean, how are you going to learn when you're worried about these kids basically tearing you down every day? School becomes jail, becomes prison. So the school needs to take action and needs to stop this bullying. It needs to have teachers ready to handle bullies as soon as they start doing what they do.
Right. The mindset of those students have to be changed completely. Because what even surprised me is that even after the girl has transferred to another school, the group chat of the WeChat of her former classmates still said that she is poisonous, and that was really outrageous. So education is needed here, and also how to handle such similar cases by the local authority is a very important issue here as well, because what we see here is the Education Bureau as well as the Police Bureau didn't become reticent, that is very good, but through their Weibo account they even wished good luck to those students on the forthcoming college entrance examination, and they want to mitigate and try not to be saying too much about what has happened, right? Why this internet or the gaming site or Weibo has become the only official, so-called official site, for us to know about this incident? Because in our society, there are so many people who have been concerned about the incident. They want to be doing some the investigative work, but they lack channels. Because those bureaus, including education bureaus, as well as police bureaus, didn't even receive the telephone calls from the outside. And I think this mentality has to be changed as well in the future.
Well, that's interesting. But Luo Yu, respectfully, today I might provide a counter-argument. Because I think today, on Weibo, it has exactly become the avenue for everyone to zero in and on one person and find, just dig all the dirt they can find for someone, and that from someone, and that's called a human flesh search in Chinese. It's 人肉搜索, and I think that's kind of happening right now too, and I can totally understand why the relative authorities, they're saying we need to withhold information from you. This is the storyline, but we will not feed you the meat because we need to protect the privacy of these people. But the part I can't agree with what the authorities have said is saying they are minors, so somehow they can be left off the hook. That part, I think we need to see what the law says. Luo Yu, do you know what the law says here?
If you look at the criminal law of China, according to the Article 17, any person who has reached the age of 16 and who commits a crime shall bear criminal responsibility.
So above the age of 16, you're no longer left off the hook. And these people, it's obvious they are either 17 or 18. So the response from the school saying that these are just minors, so the school will educate them, what is the school going to do? Probably send them to detention, that's the most they can do. That's not enough. These three guys, they need to be let know that you've committed a criminal act, and it's not something that your teacher reprimanding you will, that be the end of the story.
Yeah, and I totally agree. They definitely need to be punished. I wouldn't say, like, severely as someone who's an adult, who's been around, who has experience, who knows what they did. But these kids, they are still kids, in my mind. And I think they do need to be punished. I also think things need to be looked at in their home life, because I feel like these kids aren't just doing this because they feel like it. They're learning these traits from someone at home. And I think home life would be a good indicator of what's going on with these kids, maybe mm-hmm. help solve the problem, because I think it's important to solve the problem.
Mm. That's right. Also a really good point.
Right.
Yeah.
If you look at the punishment, the punishment hasn't achieved the desired results from my perspective. For only one boy was given a record of demerit, in Chinese what we call 记过处分. The other two, just oral criticism from the school authority. That is far from enough.
That is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I mean, it's lucky that this girl wasn't hurt physically this time, because something went wrong with the drug,
right.
or, you know, that's weird.
The
I don't
drug
know what exactly
is
happened
bogus.
There.
Bogus. What if the drug is not even aphrodisiacs, right? It can even harm the girl even further, both mentally and physically.
And also, it's like when this murderer is trying to shoot somebody dead, okay, there's one case scenario that is the victim is dead, and there's the other that, you know, the murderer didn't aim that well, and that person was merely injured, but it's still a crime of, you know, attempted homicide, and you can't just say that case scenario two means nothing.
Not just that, not just attempted homicide, but then following up by saying, if you tell anyone, we'll kill you.
Right.
That kind of, like, you live in fear constantly. How would you even go to school, this poor little girl?
So that's why she transferred to another school.
Yeah, but still, that'll scar you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for anybody who had to go through this, this is not right. And this is one of those opportunities I think we need to take to set it right. And although I know our legal system doesn't work the way as in the U.S., you know, you set a precedent and then, you know, it's sort of binding for future cases. But this is the time that we need to get the facts right. And also, we invite you, our dear listener, for a discussion on this topic that has been hotly debated online.